Representative Diana DeGette, one of our very personal favorites, joins us now. Good morning, Congresswoman.
Good morning. It's so good to be with you again.
And nice to have you again. Well, obviously everybody's been talking about the president's great speech and, you know, what I think is a great plan. What are the logistics of what happens next? I mean, I know he's taken his, you know, the message to the people. Obviously, the polls are showing the people are with him on it. Now what?
Well,
what happens in the trenches?
So what has to happen, I think, is the people have to call their members of Congress and tell them, support this well-rounded plan that both works on deficit reduction and job creation. This summer was a nightmare for all of us here in Washington because the Tea Party, who is now controlling the Republican Party in the House of Representatives, they didn't learn the word negotiate from their moms, I don't think.
They learned just tantrum, that's all.
Yeah, they learned how to throw tantrums, and I guess they got what they wanted when they threw those tantrums, because that's what they did this summer. And the only thing I can think of is that the voters of this country need to call their members of Congress, both parties, and say, okay, sit down and buck up and pass a plan that does all of these things and does it in a way that calls for shared sacrifice for everybody, that doesn't just say to middle class and lower class Americans, okay, you have to bear the burden here while the rich continue to have huge tax cuts and to be able to continue their lifestyles. That's not the way we do things in America, and that's what the president's trying to say.
Well, you know, and again, I think that he said it, but I guess you can't say it enough, that these are not tax increases. These were the Bush tax cuts that were supposed to sunset, right?
Well,
that were designed
exactly
to expire.
Right. Here's what happened. In the spring of 2001, before 9/11, before the two wars that were funded off budget, before the recession, President Bush and the Republican Congress passed tax cuts for everybody. And what we're saying is, you know, the economy's different now. It's a different time. So let's rescind those tax cuts. It's not even rescind. Let's just not continue those tax cuts for the people who make $1 million or more. That seems reasonable to me.
Well, I mean, here's what I don't sort of get is, you know, obviously you've been watching, I'm sure, this, you know, the Republican candidates for president, these debates, all of that. It just seems to me they want to keep trying these ideas that either haven't worked or have been rejected by the American people. I mean, Rick Perry obviously is getting all the press for calling Social Security an unconstitutional Ponzi scheme.
Right.
He's even suggested letting individual states secede from Social Security altogether. But, you know, the problem is because he happens to be the most extreme, you don't realize that all of the other contenders basically embrace privatization, which was so roundly rejected under George W. Bush, right? And would have been a disaster had we done it.
And the House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress has voted twice. The Republican majority has voted twice to privatize Social Security this year. So this is what they all think. And I will differ with you a little bit. I don't think Rick Perry is the most extreme of all of them. I think they all agree with this. What they really think is, they really think that if you cut taxes for people who make over $1 million and for large corporations, that will somehow trickle down and stimulate job growth. Unfortunately, that plan has been tried by the Republicans over the last 25 years, and it's never proven to work.
You know, the president said the American people don't have 14 months. I hate to ask, but are they going to have to wait 14 months? Are we going to be able to, is this the conversation changing at all? Are we going to actually be able to get anything done or not?
Well, I agree with the president. We don't have 14 months to wait. We've already been waiting too long. And what I think is, even though the Republicans have painted themselves into a corner because they said they are not going to agree to any plan that increases revenue. So basically what they want to do is put the burden on the middle class to have cuts to Social Security and Medicare, to have other kinds of cuts. And what we're saying is, we are in such a hole, you can't do this without increasing revenue. So why not simply not continue the tax cuts for people making over $1 million? What I think is, if the voters, if the American citizens put pressure on their members of Congress, we could get this done sooner. But otherwise, we're just going to have to wait till the election. You know, ultimately in this country, we're a democracy and the voters speak.
And you know
whether
what?
They want this or not.
And Representative, I got to tell you, I actually, you know, from my time in the trenches, whether it's on the phones or out there, you know, doing my show, there is a new, after the president's speech, there's some new energy out there. And I agree with you. I absolutely, good advice. Call your, you know, your congresspeople and don't get dispirited because, you know, the president obviously isn't. So thank you so much. And we always love visiting with you from the great state of Colorado, Representative Diana DeGette. Thanks so much, Congresswoman.
Thanks, Stephanie, and I'll see you soon.
All right, we'll see you soon from Denver, City by the Bay.